Today's stream is brought to you by wanderword.net. That's WANDERWORD.net. The maker of these fine games we'll be talking about today. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's stream. My name is Liam Irvin, and today we're going to be looking at Escape, 63rd, and Wallace. So if you are new to WanderWord's games, you might be wondering, what are these and what makes them different from other games? Well, WanderWord creates games that are designed purely to be played by your voice and by your ears. So there's no graphics. All the graphics that are in the game are created by your mind. So everything that you experience is, well, in your mind, which is a lot of fun. And I think, uniquely qualified to sort of demonstrate these games. And if you are wondering, well, why is Liam qualified? Why is Liam? What you know, who is this guy? I am totally blind, so I do not have any usable vision. My world is completely auditory and sensory in other ways. And so games like these are perfect for me, as there are no graphics that would put me at a disadvantage with other players. And so I think it is very unique, very different, and WanderWord have given me the opportunity to demonstrate their games, and we'll be taking a look at Chapter 1 of Escape 63rd and Wallace, as well as taking a sneak peek at the second chapter, which is now available, which is super, super exciting. So if you are a follower of my channel, you know that this is not new for me. You know that I have talked about these games before, but I really appreciate WanderWord giving me the chance in a more official capacity to actually talk about them and play them for you guys. And so we are going to get to do that. So if you do not know the story behind Escape 63rd and Wallace, I'm going to give you a just very quick rundown so that you are a little more in tune with what's going on. So again, don't forget that WanderWord is available at wanderword.net. You can read about their games. You can get links for the Echo. So these are Echo games. So we'll be playing them with our Amazon Echo today. And due to the, wonder of technology, you'll actually be hearing them straight through your stream. We do professional here. So Escape 63rd and Wallace. Escape from 63rd and Wallace is an audio adventure that takes the listener on a journey to Chicago in 1893, following Charlene, a young woman searching for her sister. This horror-themed story is full of puzzles that you will need to solve in order to succeed. So, very cool historical drama if you are into, like, historical fiction, which I suppose it is sort of fiction, nonfiction. It is based on true events, we will give this a go. And I'd like to thank WanderWord for being in the chat as well, doing their part to help promote. And don't forget that they do have a YouTube channel, which has really cool news. If you want to know what's going on at WanderWord, give that a follow. All the links that you could ever need are in the description of this video. So how about we play a little Escape 63rd and Wallace? And like any skill, we will open it by invoking its skill name, which I believe is Escape 63rd. So here we go. Alexa, open 63rd. I'm sorry, Escape 63rd.
To control a video device with
Alexa,
you need to connect it first.
Open Escape 63rd.
Welcome to Escape from 63rd and Wallace.
Here we go.
Produced by Polar Night Studio, powered by Fabula, and presented by Poptail. A suspenseful horror story, inspired by true events, that contains sounds and descriptions of a graphic nature. Active listener discretion is advised. Escape from 63rd and Wallace offers two different modes. Story mode, containing a rich narrative and fewer challenges. And Puzzle Mode, containing less story with emphasis on puzzles. Keep in mind that you can change between the two modes at any time by simply saying Story Mode or Puzzle Mode. For more information, say Tutorial. To hear this message again, say Repeat. Otherwise, please choose either Story Mode or Puzzle Mode to continue.
Tutorial.
Try saying Story Mode for a more narrative-focused experience.
We'll do Tutorial.
Or Puzzle
Alexa,
Mode for
Tutorial.
A
there we go.
Listen to the story, and when prompted, speak your intended action, such as open door, close window, or read the letter. There are several puzzles throughout Escape from 63rd and Wallace. Use your wits to solve them and to overcome obstacles. Furthermore, most Escape from 63rd and Wallace chapters contain more than one ending. Why not try different choices and see where the story takes you? Escape from 63rd and Wallace also offers two modes, Story Mode and Puzzle Mode. Story Mode contains a rich narrative, where you get to know more about the main character. Puzzle Mode skips most of the character descriptions and background story. Some puzzles can also lead to the death of the character, and has to be replayed. Now, please choose either Story Mode or Puzzle Mode.
Story Mode. So for this stream, we're going to do Story Mode.
You have arrived at the main menu. From here you can choose which chapter you want to play, check your inventory, or listen to the tutorial for more information. Chapter 1 is free to play for all users, while the other chapters require a premium payment. At this moment, there are two chapters available, Chapter 1 and 2. Chapter 3 and 4 will be released at a later date.
Ooh.
Do you want to play Chapter 1 or Chapter 2?
Chapter 1.
To play a chapter, name the chapter's number.
Sometimes
currently,
I think I got ahead of myself.
One and
sorry.
Two are available.
Alexa, Chapter
say
1. It would help if
entering
I would turn
chapter
on the,
one in story mode.
Sound. But here we go.
Let's begin. Escape from 63rd and Wallace. Chapter 1, The Arrival. Charlene, or Charlie, as she had insisted on being called from a young age, sat on the train, heading for Chicago. She came up with the nickname herself. Her mother's disapproval had been clear, but her sister Margaret had taken it to heart. In all the letters Margaret had penned to her sister, regaling her in descriptions of the White City, she had omitted one important detail. She never once mentioned the smell. Charlie would have remembered. She saved every letter, a few were even currently tucked into her pockets. Her sister had been away for over 6 months. The tone in her correspondence had shifted during that time, from promise and excitement, to hints of isolation and dread. The window next to Charlie was half open, and as the landscape rushed by, the charcoal fumes permeated her nostrils. She could no longer sit patiently, and felt that she should close the window. Try saying, close the window.
Close the window.
Charlie pushed the window upwards. But in that moment, the train ticket she was holding was caught in a draft, and twirled out the window.
Uh-oh.
She hopelessly searched the passing landscape. The ticket her mother had purchased with the last of their savings was gone. Something caught her eye, distracting her from the tragedy of losing the ticket. A lifeless figure atop a hill, not far from the tracks. Hundreds, if not thousands of crows swarmed the broken silhouette, biting, clawing, and ripping bleeding flesh from its face and hands. The crow man was dressed in a top hat and black suit. From the distance, she could see dark empty eye sockets underlined by a hollow grin. Charlie stared back in sheer horror, oblivious to the noise of the train, and the chatter of the passengers fading into total silence. Time itself slowed down, like a trickling tear of wax, hardening down the side of a candle. Ice crystals began to form in the corners of the window, and she could see her breath in the chilling air. The sweat on the back of her neck made her shiver. No longer able to fight the unforgiving cold, she hugged herself tight and struggled to maintain consciousness. Her eyelids became heavy, but she was determined not to succumb to sleep. She opened her eyes. Standing over her was the creature. Empty eye sockets dark with dried blood, staring down at her. The crow on his shoulder was ripping and pulling at his rotting flesh. And then, he spoke. "Don't ring the bell." A sudden tap on her shoulder. She expected to see the creature crouching over her. Instead, a uniformed attendant in a blue suit with gold buttons stood at her side. He took a step back. "Miss, your ticket, please." With the ticket lost, Charlie considered whether she should attempt to blatantly lie and tell him that her ticket was in her stored bag at the other end of the car. That way, she could make her escape to the next wagon. Or attempt to charm the attendant into allowing her to remain on the train. Or simply tell him the truth and deal with the consequences. She could tell the train attendant the truth, lie, or charm him.
The truth.
The words poured out of her. "I'm sorry, sir." She pointed at the window. "I lost my ticket. I was attempting to close the window just now. Because of the noise and the terrible stench." She took a breath and continued. "The ticket was pulled out of my hand in the draft." With the exception of a sudden twitch of his left eye, the train attendant did not speak a word. He looked for a moment at the window, then returned his gaze to Charlie. "I appreciate your sincerity, miss. But..." He paused and looked down, inspecting the shine on his shoes. Unwilling to meet her gaze, "but I'm afraid the best I can offer is for you to remain on board until we arrive at the next stop, Dearborn Station." To ease Charlie's growing anxiety, he continued. "Dearborn is only a few miles southeast of Chicago Union Station. Perhaps you can find an alternative form of transportation to take you the rest of the way." He withdrew, giving her a kind but apologetic look, and then continued down the aisle. Charlie pondered on her situation while her upper body fought against the incessant rocking of the car. Her shoulders jolted with each blow of the whistle. She was close now. Close enough to find her sister. Tugging at the high lace collar of her starched blouse, Charlie struggled to maintain the ladylike composure she had been taught. Her gloved fingers traced the intricate metal flower of her brooch. It reminded her of home, where wildflowers were blooming in the fields. Her mother standing on the steps of their small farmhouse, ringing the brass bell for supper. As she looked out the smeared windows, it dawned on her that she had never been this far from home. Sighing in defeat, Charlie sat back down. Her mind returned to concerns about her sister. The tone in Margaret's recent correspondence had shifted, from promise and excitement, to hints of isolation and dread. And only Charlie could spot these invisible cries for help in the messages. Something was very wrong. Charlie considered reading her sister's most recent letter, in the hope to spot any further clues. She could read the letter, or put it away.
Read the letter.
Charlie could read the letter, or put it away. She could always look at it later.
Let's see. Read letter? There we go.
She started to read the letter. "Dearest Charlie, I hope this letter finds you in good health. These last 3 months have been quite rewarding, though exhausting. It seems that the sun never really sets on the White City. The moment the sky grows dark, street lights illuminate every corner. I am afforded the luxury of a daily constitutional and have become quite adept at finding my way downtown. The World's Columbian Expo opened 5 weeks ago and all manner of exotic people have traveled to see the fair. They often stay in the hotel for which I am employed. It is an immense structure and I swear that I discover new corridors each week. These nights, fireworks fill the sky, temporarily turning it blood red in their wake. It is a sight to behold. The good Dr. Holmes, my employer and proprietor of the World's Fair Hotel, has informed me that I shall now be quartered in the staff rooms on the first floor. The previous occupant of the bed suddenly left their position, which is not an unusual occurrence. I must admit that I shall miss having a window from which to gaze. The hour grows late and I must retire for the evening. My lamp oil is dwindling and I am afraid that soon my room will become black as pitch. I beg of you to respond with haste for I miss you so. Your loving sister, Margaret. Charlie looked over the letter again, and wondered if she should read one of the paragraphs, the whole letter, or put it away.
Put it away.
Charlie carefully folded the letter and slipped it back into the envelope. The previous view of endless fields peppered with the occasional buildings and farms had morphed to stern, silent architecture. Through the darkening afternoon, she could see buildings and inky water surrounding the white city. Suddenly, the train attendant reappeared, and with him, the slowing down of the train. Miss? We have arrived at Dearborn Station. I need you to collect your belongings and depart this train. Oh. Yes, right. Thank you, sir, Charlie said in defeat. She grabbed her purse and stood up. Her worn travel bag was tucked away at the other end of the passenger car. As she started walking, he gently grabbed her arm. Stay safe, miss. Chicago can be a rough city for a young lady. She freed her arm gently and walked towards the luggage compartment. Once there, Charlie started to search for her bag among the large selection of bags and boxes. There were 9 compartments altogether, 3 rows on top of each other. Oddly, the compartments were not labeled. Instead, there was a sign on the wall, with the text, Baggage Reference Card, written in large letters. There was no time to lose. She needed to locate her bag, tagged for Chicago, among the 9 compartments. Charlie could inspect a compartment, or check the sign on the wall. To choose a compartment to inspect. Say top, middle, or bottom. Followed by left, center, or right. For example, saying top left would refer to the top row, left column compartment.
Top left.
Akron, Albion, Austin Town.
Nope.
No. This was not the right luggage compartment. She might be able to find her bag if she referred to the illustration on the sign. She stood back and observed the compartments once more. 3 rows of 3. Charlie could inspect a compartment or check the sign on the wall.
Top right.
Charlie could choose a compartment to inspect.
Oh, right.
Say top, middle,
so
or bottom.
Top.
Followed by left, center, or right, okay, to choose a compartment in the grid. For example, saying
Alexa,
top left.
Top center.
Detroit, Dayton,
oh,
Defiance.
No.
These were not the right cities. If she studied the baggage reference card on the wall, she might be able to figure it out. She stood back and observed the compartments
Alexa,
once more.
Bottom left.
Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Chicago.
Ooh, I found it!
She found her bag. Worn and scratched, kept together with tar string. Unmistakably hers. Charlie attempted to pull it out, only to find it was stuck beneath the weight of the other bags. Suddenly the whistle echoed throughout the station. In just a moment, the train would depart, with Charlie on it. This was it. She had to make a decision. She could attempt to yank her bag free and leave the train, as was expected of her. Or, she could stay on board and hope that the attendant would allow her to remain for one more stop. She could yank her bag and depart the train, or stay on board.
Stay on board.
The steam whistle announced its departure and Charlie sensed a subtle shake of the train. "You are still here, miss?" The train attendant had caught her in the act once again. He continued. "Unless Miss departs the train this very moment, I will be forced to notify the Chicago Police Department." The attendant pulled the bag free and pointed at the train door.
Well,
she stepped down onto the platform as the train slowly commenced the final leg of its journey, dropping her bag at her side and looking around to find her bearings.
We tried.
Suddenly, she felt short of breath. She put one hand on her chest to steady herself. Her head was swimming, and her vision became blurry. Charlie sank down to the ground. Her arms dropped to her sides as she collapsed on the concrete platform, and all went dark.
That's not good.
Charlie had no idea how long she had been out. The platform was eerily silent. The sun had been replaced with a full moon, partly covered by thick, rapidly rolling clouds. The smell of rain was in the cool night air. Still coming to terms with her blackout, Charlie desperately looked around to find someone, anyone, who could help her. With what, she was not sure. There was no one in sight, only cold stone and empty walkways. She took a deep breath and walked over to a large rusted sign which indicated that she was standing on Platform 6. It stated that to exit Dearborn Station, she would have to reach the arrivals hall. "I can figure this out," she muttered. But when she saw the main station building, she gasped. In the darkening night, her tired eyes were barely able to make sense of the maze-like landscape that surrounded her.
Sounds like Chicago.
A seemingly endless amount of train tracks, buildings, bridges, massive stairways, tunnels and overpasses connected the 8 platforms, some in ways that defied logic.
Ooh.
Balconies and overhangs ended in thin air, or connected in impossible ways. She shook her head and looked down. To her surprise, she noted that she was clutching her sister's most recent letter. Something told her that it was safe here, on Platform 6, and she could return at any time if she got lost. From her current position, she could see the access to Platforms 7, 3 and 2. She could proceed to Platform 7, 3 or 2, or read her sister's letter.
Platform 3?
Charlie reached Platform 3. She felt the chill run down her spine.
Uh-oh.
As a sudden feeling of being watched came over her. She quickly turned around as footsteps echoed behind her. But no one was there. She stood in silence, listening for more steps, but heard none, so she continued. Looking around, she could see the access to platforms 6, 5, and 7. And wondered where to go next.
Platform 5?
Charlie walked to Platform 5. Looking around, she could see the access to Platforms 4, 3, and 1. And wondered where to go next.
Platform 1.
As she got close to Platform 1, she finally found the arrivals hall.
Yay! That was a good guess.
She considered whether to return to Platform 5 or enter the arrivals hall at Dearborn Station.
Enter the arrivals hall.
As she headed in, the rain came. At the same time, a flock of crows took flight from the nearby trees.
Oh no, not crows.
When Charlie entered the station building, she expected crowds of busy travelers. But when she stepped through the large wooden doors, the silence was deafening. There was not a single soul in sight. No smiling station attendants, no merchants, no flower girls or yelling paper boys. Just the broken remains of the past, what was supposed to be a sanctuary of heartfelt reunions and goodbyes, was instead a derelict, rotting cathedral, of broken windows, doors ripped from their frames, and walls consumed by mold and rot. Tables lay cast onto their backs, with their legs pointing toward the sky, like slaughtered cattle. Rusted station signs peppered the scene. Not a cathedral. It was a crypt. A thick layer of dust and debris covered the large space. She looked up. Rain poured down through the broken windows and the ceiling far above her. Faded pillars of moonlight dimly lit the floor. As if imprisoned, moths floated within the beams of light. Suddenly the doors behind her slammed shut.
Uh-oh.
She looked towards the arrivals hall and saw the familiar rows of wooden benches where one would expect cries from restless children and their anxious parents. Instead, the benches were covered with tattered old tarps. Charlie froze in her step. The crow man was waiting for her. The deformed body was slumped on one of the wooden benches. A black bird flapped its wings impatiently, a strip of gray flesh hanging from its sharp beak. Without turning toward her, the crow man raised his arm and held up a piece of paper. She inched closer and saw her train ticket. And then, the creature spoke once more. I told you to stay away.
Boy.
You have successfully completed Chapter 1, The Arrival. You can now hear Charlene Weatherford's character profile based on how you played. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Here is the character profile of your own version of Charlene Weatherford, based on your decisions in Chapter 1. In your story version of Escape from 63rd and Wallace, she does not compromise with the truth, despite when such honesty may work against her. However, sometimes, she gives up too easily and relies on others to solve her problems. Sometimes her honesty and being the keeper of truth negatively impact her attention to details. Looking closer at Charlene's relationship with her sister, it is clear that it's very close and sisterly, which does not come as a surprise considering they are siblings. Charlene reads all correspondence that is sent to her from Margaret. Lastly, it is promising to see Charlene's excellent ability to adapt to new situations and scenery. A skill she would be wise to continue to hone on her journey to the World's Fair Hotel on 63rd Street and Wallace Avenue.
Yep.
All your choices in Chapter 1 will get carried over to Chapter 2. Would you like to continue with Chapter 2 now?
Yes. So we're going to do a little sneak peek here.
You do not have access to Chapter 2. You can buy Chapter 2 to continue Charlene Weatherford's story in search of her sister. Would you like to learn more?
Yes. Yes. There we go.
Join Charlie in the second installment of Escape from 63rd and Wallace. As a Prime member, you save 79 cents.
Ooh.
Your price is just $3.20 plus tax. Would you like to buy it?
Yes, I would.
Great. Your order is complete and
that is how easy it is.
Thank you
to
for
upgrade.
Your purchase.
Look at that.
Entering Chapter 2 in story mode. Let's begin.
So we're going to get a sneak peek. We're going to go up to the first choice, you guys. And
Chapter 2,
we don't want to spoil
the doctor's
it.
Appointment.
Okay, here we go.
In Chapter 1, Charlene Weatherford was told to depart the train at Dearborn Station. Once there, she encountered the mysterious Crow Man.
It's time to wake up.
A perfect circle of wide eyes stared down at Charlie. Her eyes shot open. She found herself sprawled out on a white marble floor. Her pounding headache was temporarily forgotten, as she noticed the crowd that had gathered with raised questions of concern and curiosity. Charlie could stand up, or stay.
Exit. So, like I said, we only did the teeny little sneak peek here, because we don't want to spoil anything. I don't know if we were... supposed to go a little further, but didn't want to, you know, I don't want to spoil anything for you guys. I guess we could have gone one choice further. But what I really like is that we are, our choices are carried over from the first chapter. that was a quick choice there. I thought we were going to have a little more expose. So maybe I was supposed to go a little further, but that is Escape from 63rd and Wallace. I always want to say 64th. I don't know. I think the Nintendo 64 pops in my head, but it's the 63rd and Wallace, an actual famous piece of Chicago history, and very cool. And it's really cool to see that made as a game. Now, there also is a puzzle mode, and it is 131. I don't know if we can do both on this stream, but I do want to let you know that there is a puzzle mode, and the puzzle mode is more, well, puzzle-oriented. And one thing about puzzle mode, which the game did mention to us, which, you know, you have to keep in mind, is that you can lose. There are ways to die or fail the puzzles. So these are definitely things we have to consider. And so in later chapters, we will run into more puzzles. And I like the puzzle mode and I like the story mode. I like that you have a choice between the both, between both of them. And so that is available right now on your Echo. All you have to do is ask your Echo to open Escape 63rd and you can start playing. And as you saw, buying the chapter is really easy. It's just answering a question. And if you are a Prime member, you can save a few cents, which is always good. So again, this was Escape 63rd and Wallace. I will be back a little bit later today and we'll be checking out another Wonder Word game. We'll be checking out Cursed Painting, which has a large amount of content, and we'll be playing about an hour of it. And if you guys enjoy these videos, we could probably do more. I'm sure Wonder Word would be okay with that. And I do want to thank Wonder Word for sponsoring this stream. I want to thank everyone from Wonder Word for being absolutely fantastic and giving me the opportunity to do this stream. While we were streaming, I would like to thank them for actually coming out and participating and restreaming this to their own channel. So that was very, very nice of them to do. Certainly, you know, that was a step above and beyond. And I will be doing a lot more Wonder Word content as time goes on. So, anyways, my name is Liam. I have enjoyed being here. And I want to thank you guys for being here. Joseph says, nice stream. Thank you, Joseph. Wonder Word says, thanks. So, really glad Wonder Word was here. Before I go, though, I want to thank my awesome patrons that make these streams possible. They are there up there on your screen. You, too, can become a patron at patreon.com/LiamIrvin. So big, awesome, special thanks to Danny Combs, Shane Davidson, Michael Lau, Kyle Smith, Ivan Soto, Munawar Vajani, James Dean, Jim Denham, Anya Kristen, Michael Maslow, Trevor Johnson, Kevin Lyon, Stephen Luttrell, Simon Yeager, Lukish, Austin Nix, Sarah Hawk, Jason Smith, Cataline Avisara, Audio Game Geek, Hillary Duncan, Heather Messaker, Melissa Rowe, Shane Early, Ashley Coleman, Bianca, Courtney Barton, Bryant, Roland Engelsma, Axel Schrull, Abdullah Dubase, Changeling, Chad Blanco, and Jack Filichek. Thank you to all of you that are patrons. Thanks to everyone who has shared these videos, who enjoys them, who likes them. I could not do it without you. So coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, which is just under an hour and a half from now, I'll be playing The Cursed Painting. We'll be spending about an hour with that. We'll explore the world of The Cursed Painting, talk about it a little bit. And I hope you can join me for that. I am looking forward to it. I love RPGs. I think you're going to love it as well. Don't forget, this game is available now, Escape 63rd and Wallace. You can play it on your Echo. Chapters 1 and 2 are available. As the game said, chapters 3 and 4 are coming. Also, make sure you check out wanderword.net, WANDERWORD.net, and you can get all the information on what they're working on, find out about their games, and follow them on social media and YouTube. So again, I am Liam. I want to thank all of you for joining me for this look at Escape 63rd and Wallace. I know it was brief, but listen, there's a lot of story choices to make. There's a puzzle mode to try out. So why don't you try them out? You don't need an Echo device. You can always download the Alexa Cancel app for Windows 10. I knew that was going to happen. I had to cancel it. You can always download that app for Windows 10, and you can play on your computer. If you have a phone, you can download the name of the Echo app or the Alexa Cancel app, and you too can play on your phone. So lots of great choices. You don't have to have a smart speaker like I do. It is up to you. So anyways, I want to thank you guys for being here. As always, thank you for watching and or listening. Good night and good corn. I'll be back at 4 p.m. Eastern. So keep watching this space, and we'll be playing some Cursed Painting. But as for now, I'm out of here. Thanks again for being here. I'll catch you guys later.